people are worried about illegal immigrants coming in from the southern border, and rightly so. But what people need to understand is that it is the criminals masquerading as mayors in America who are the responsible party for alluring the illegal immigrants into illegal sanctuary cities throughout the United States. These said representatives, who are also busy trying to disarm the American people, are working on the behalf of special interest groups to illegally allocate through misappropriations of the American taxpayers' money to do so. This allurement comes all-inclusive to the immigrants with all of its accommodations, including that of housing, food, medical, and even education. These felonious mayors are also receiving a lending hand in aiding these immigrants into our country from the American modern-day church. Outside of the fact that we have seen the Christless church in this country advocate that which God clearly condemns, such as sodomy, with their rainbow flags pinned to the side of their buildings and "all are welcome" on the church's yard signs, it comes as no surprise. Now, before thinking that I'm in any way picking on self-professed Christians, do remember that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Friends, I'm grieved for the compromises and the hypocrisies of these pretenders, which are on a reproachful daily display for the world to see. Furthermore, the American church talks much of grace and love, and of course, they love to recite mercy triumphing over judgment. But they know nothing of mercy. And why? Because they know nothing of true love, which is the fulfilling of the law to establish judgment within the gate whence it is executed, that we all might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, "How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice." These are those who suggest that it is somehow loving and merciful to advocate for that which God again clearly condemns. It is mercy to allow our children to be subject to the sodomites instead of enforcing the laws against their crimes, which condemn the wicked. It justifies the righteous and protects the innocent. I just saw a scrolling sign on a church parking lot here in Minnesota that read, "All welcome. This is an LGBT community where we take the word of God seriously, but not literally." Well, how does the Lord deal with what these pretenders do not take literally? This will help to further any objections or time-wasting debates on if the Lord means what he says when it comes to his word. In Jude 1:7, it tells us, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Then we have abortion, which is the murdering of the innocent in the womb. As many of you know, abortion is not talked about from the pulpits. Therefore, it again is advocated through their silence and apathy across America from over 300,000 pulpits. Instead of protesting, they have now become accomplices to a corrupt government system that does indeed sanction, which it should in fact lawfully condemn. No longer is it one nation under God with these hypocritical and apathetic professors, but now it has become whatever the state and Supreme Court says it must be so. Nothing could be further from the truth. $60 million babies have been murdered since 1973, and that under the guise of a woman's choice. And because the government said so, while the Christless church is found derelict of duty when it comes to protesting these crimes against God and man. Yet somehow, in their reprobate minds, they believe that somehow their version of mercy rejoiceth against judgment is now to allow the murder of the innocent in the womb. Remember, we are told from these hirelings not to judge the lawless. I ask. Is it a mercy for innocent babies to be murdered in the womb while the American people stand back and do nothing to protect them and lawfully judging those who are committing?
How is God glorified in us and we in him by his grace? What does his grace work in us? True holiness? Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him? By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ? How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us? What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
you shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, as usual, we have much to cover, and boy, oh boy, are the communists at work today doing their best to create more domestic insurrection. And we're going to do our best to just go ahead and pull the rug on each and every fingerprint concerning who the communists are and those that are in the country that mean to take it down with the help of your said representatives. Because if it wasn't for your said representatives doing their bidding for them, this wouldn't be happening to our country. And of course, we can see who's behind all of this. Just went through the book of Deuteronomy 28, and it talks about the blessings and the cursings, which has not changed. It's interesting. It's very simple to understand what's going on here. Either we're going to fall to the blessings under Ebal, Mount Ebal, or we're going to fall to the curses, and that's Gerizim. And if you look at the Word of God, you're going to understand that perfectly. Also, just to make it simpler, go to Deuteronomy 30:19 when you just get a moment here. We're going to be talking about the church failing to preach about sin is a body blow, as many Christians, the headline says, reject basic teachings. They're not Christians. Christians don't reject the teachings of Christ. They adhere to them. They subject themselves. They put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. I am so tired of people mix-mashing and admixturing concerning the definition of what a Christian is and what he is not. How many people profess to be Christians today and they act just like the devil? I mean, can we see this for ourselves? I mean, we should be able to see this as much as a football team makes distinction from their uniform concerning another football team on the other side of the field. But people don't know that anymore because they have been dumbed down. But let me kick this off really quick with what Martin Luther said, the great reformer. He said, "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, that he hath raised up a sect of such as teach that the Ten Commandments, which Christ came to magnify, Matthew 5:17, ought not to be taken out of the church, and that men should not be terrified with the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ," a false grace. Folks, the law of God is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. When we lose the law, we weaken the gospel. And that is exactly what's happening in this country today. Furthermore, I named the show, Do You Think? And again, do you think? Do you think this is what's wrong with the church in America today? And for instead of them being Protestants and standing against the sins of the nation and bringing about judgment through the keeping of the commandments upon the heads of the wicked and establishing righteousness and peace, do you think that by them just leaving that off, it's going to take care of itself? No, not at all. No more than a person that has a garden who just leaves the garden to itself, leaves the garden to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field, without going out there and tending to its crop that it means to raise up. It's ridiculous, friends. But this is, in fact, what the American people have tolerated. So we're going to be getting to that in just a moment. Also wanted to let you know I'm going to play some video audio here for you concerning what's going on in the United States of America that the mainstream media means to withhold. We're going to address it. That's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty. That's exactly what they did back in 1772 through the Committee of Correspondence to the Sons of Liberty. What did they do? They kept the colonies awake concerning the corruption and the corrupt acts of the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. That's exactly what we do here as well. Now, if you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've got 8 to 10 articles over there every single day. That are advantageous, and they are worthy of your time because we are bringing about individuals that are a part of the culture war, that are in the culture war, like the Sons of Issachar were in times past. Well, we are repeating that by practicing that which they taught us. Read Hebrews 13:7 when you get a moment. But when you go over there, folks, you're going to see those that are a part of the answers, again, that are in the culture war. Former military, we have constitutional attorneys, we have preachers, the list goes on. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe today. Also go over to the store, check it out when you get a moment. We got new stuff over there as well. And also check out the schedule. We got Michigan coming up. We've got 3 days there this weekend. And then on October 11th, we just got another date in Minnesota here. And folks, just a lot to do. And then East Coast coming up in October as well. And again, a lot to do. And we don't do what we do because we don't believe. We do what we do because we believe. And we don't do what we do to get justified. We do what we do because we are justified. Amen. James 2:14 through 26. Now, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. One of the things that I want to highlight really quick here, friends, is what's happening within the halls of government, while the apathetic and tolerant are acting as the accomplices to the crimes of those that mean to come into this country by leaving off justice when it concerns their said representatives that have committed the act of treason by alluring them in. One of the things that they're doing is taking office. Even if they're illegal, it matters not. You've got governors throughout the United States of America. You see the federal government doing absolutely nothing about the crimes of the treasonous acts of the mayors and the governors throughout the United States of America. Instead, as I've highlighted several times, they're using an unconstitutional agency rather than calling up the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, to basically deal and repeal with this invasion that's taking place. They're using ICE, and ICE is just basically washing away state sovereignty, and that's what the federal government's doing. So everything from the beginning to where we're at right now, you need to understand that this is all created by corrupt politicians in the halls of government who must be impeached and prosecuted for their crimes. I was playing a video right before the offset of the show today, and it's interesting, friends, that they've been doing this for years. I highlighted a video over 10 years ago concerning the mayors that were illegally alluring them in and then creating out of thin air something called these cities where anybody could come, and it's unconstitutional every step of the way, of course, and I'm being stupid right now on purpose, but what they do is they call them sanctuary cities, as if to suggest that they can allure illegals in, and then we can take the allures and the illegals in, and then we can go ahead and give them shelter against the laws of the people of the land. That's what they're doing. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how the Muslims are taking office. And the fruit of these people that we've seen thus far has been nothing but corruption that stinks to high heaven, and it must be put down by the American people. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We've got much to cover here, friends. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Did I say this? Wow, maybe I did. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Did I do that? Yeah, well, okay. Anyways, I was just highlighting the fact that we have these illegals, and they're illegal, and the ones that I'm going to highlight are illegal. We had our friend Alex Newman on last week where he was talking about how your said federal and state governments are working with communists and Muslims to overthrow who we are. This is all coming from the UN. And, of course, again, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 comes into aid. Also, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, chapter 28, 2863. Check that out when you get a moment. But just to show you what all the apathetic and tolerant ones are just sitting back because they can't do anything about what's going on, say they, through their inactions. Well, they're accomplices to the crimes that are being committed against us. Well, here's one for you. This is the Geller Report. A Boston Muslim illegal councilwoman. I mean, folks, it doesn't get any sicker than this. This is a reflection of what the American people have become. A Boston Muslim, here illegally,
somehow or another becomes a councilwoman. She's now sentenced to prison for stealing huge taxpayer monies. I mean, isn't this exactly what we just got done seeing with Ilhan Omar and her little sidekick? You guys are all aware of the fact that Ilhan Omar, this little scoundrel, the little devil is what she is. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. How she had nothing, and now all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, after this Feed the Children's scandal that Keith Ellison's a part of, that's none other than Tim Walz is a part of, mysteriously becomes a millionaire 30 times over. And the American people sit back and they let it happen, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's going on, and we know that 46 Muslims who are not here to assimilate, they didn't seek asylum. They sought to come in and destroy, and it's exactly what they've been doing. And you can thank the Zionists for all of this because they were the ones that said they're using the Muslims as a broom to sweep away their opposition, just like Adolf Hitler did back in the 30s. Also wanted to show you, too, to all of you good, apathetic, tolerant individuals out there. I want you to see this really quick if you can. If you can't, that's okay. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The New York Police Department right now is, in fact, celebrating World Hijab Day on the police force.
What the hijab?
Did you guys know this?
We're happy to be here to show our support to these
And you're telling me people that these are peaceful people and these are people that mean to assimilate to our ways? They come into our country and the first thing they do, friends, is attack our system of government by attempting to overthrow it? Have you gotten a clue yet, most of you? I mean, it's really sad, isn't it? Here, let me show you this. Someone sent this to me just recently. And I think you need to see this because this adds injury or insult to injury. And what we're finding now is the Muslims in Dearborn, man, they're using their own badges now. The Muslims are. They're just taking it upon themselves that it's okay to be a Muslim, and they're using the Muslim vernacular. Sorry about it. It keeps throwing up ads on us. But this is the Detroit Free Press. And again, folks, if you just think that somehow or another this stuff is going to go away, you're sadly, sadly mistaken. They're empowering themselves against you right now. They're depleting your coffers through theft, as I just highlighted what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. It is just that extreme. It truly is that extreme. Okay, so we have a illegal Muslim as a councilwoman who's been now sentenced to prison. All of that is a reflection of the American people and what it is that they tolerate. This is an invitation for the justice of God. It is daring the justice of God on so many fronts. How it is that the American people sit back and allow this to happen in their country as if to suggest somehow or another through their ignorance that it's okay to do so, to leave a foreign country, come into America, and establish that form of government that they came from. By the way, they sought asylum from their abuses, right, that government. Then they come here and they try to, what? They try to establish the very government that they said or declared to us that they were trying to get away from, okay? Just letting you know the news, friends. I can't do anything for you outside of the fact that I'm telling you what's going on here. Also, we have another one. This is Proud American Patriot. We have a Swifty College co-ed who was executed as she slept by career criminal who broke in, then went on a shopping spree with her credit cards. Go ahead and pay attention to the individual that's responsible for it. I know that there's a lot of ignorant people out there that would say that this is xenophobia. You don't like people coming from other countries. Folks, we're all dogs in this country. We all come from different parts of the world. That's what's so awesome. But we all assimilate and subject ourselves to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his laws. I want to tell you this, friends. This is the kind of stuff that I'm highlighting right now that I am not going to put up with. When these people come into our country and they think they're just going to go ahead and have a heyday with our women or our children or innocent people, I am not going to stand down. I want to take it a step further. Not only are the crimes of these individuals that are being allured in through a treasonous act from your governors and your mayors and the federal government, You need to hold them accountable. That's where the axe need to be laid to the root of the tree first and foremost, just like John the Baptist taught us. Then we deal with these individuals, and if they commit crimes, then we hold them accountable to the statutes of the living God. That's what we do to deter the crime, to teach the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. But again, if you don't want to do that, you're just going to get more of this. But I'm telling you right now, as a preacher, a Christian, a patriot, and a conservative, all extracted from the Christ, I am not going to put up with what you people put up with. I am not going to put up with this. They can go ahead and act all bad and crazy, all that they want to. But I'll tell you what, folks, you've heard that saying, fire meets fire. That's exactly what's going to happen, because I am not going to let them abuse our women or our kids. No way. Furthermore, not just the federal government, not just those that allured them in through active treason, but also the judges. I want you to understand that the judges, they sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, and when they don't do that, folks, they open themselves out as well. They open themselves up. When they fail to enforce Article 2, Section 3, then the American people are there to enforce Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. They need to be impeached and prosecuted, and the American people need to come together, because I'll tell you what, when the people come together, all of these that you're afraid of, all of these unconstitutional agencies, they become mute. They're scared to death of the people. They're scared to death as what they would call the mob. They're scared to death of people that actually practice what they preach. They're scared to death of patriots and real conservatives. Just ask those that are what I've just identified, that have been under the attacks by those that have continuously assailed them through the unconstitutionalities and the assailments of corruption within the halls of government. Okay? Wanted to share that one with you. You also seen this too, didn't you, friends? Another one here for you. This is the Geller Report as well. Media deafening silence in the wake of a brutal murder of a Ukrainian refugee, Irina Zartuska, by a career criminal on Charlotte train. What this man decided he was going to go ahead and do, friends, because he's not afraid of the consequence. This Rastafarian just decided he was going to take a knife and take it out of his pocket and then slice the throat and stab this woman that came in to assimilate into our country. Do you know that he's got over 14 felonies? See what happens when you become soft to judges and you let corruption rule the day? You know what that does? That's not mercy. That's stupidity. That's not mercy. That's stupidity. You need to deal lawfully with the corruption in the halls of government from the top to the third branch, and I'm talking about the judicial branch of government as well, not just the executive, folks, not just the legislative, but the judicial as well. Why? Because they're not above the law. Folks, where are you people taking on this mindset that it's okay for them to do whatever they want to do? They let this animal out. He's committed 14 felons, and then he kills an individual who did absolutely nothing to him. He shouldn't make it to jail, people. If you do it the way that the Lord does it, these people are scared to death to commit the crime, not the other way. You let them out of jail, what do? They go do it again and again and again and again. And that's the fruit of what the American people have taken on. For some reason or another, it's okay for them to do that. It's not okay. And to be honest with you, I hope he gets to meet the good old boys on the way into jail. And I hope they end his story the minute he walks in. And you know what? Aside of that, these judges are guilty of the crimes of those that they continuously slap on the top of their hands. Have you had enough, folks? This is an American system of government. This lacks the American system of government. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We're making it your show right now. We got John calling in.
Hello, Bradley. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, John. Where are you calling from, my friend?
Southern Florida.
Oh, you're in Southern Florida. Okay. What say you?
Well, I have a math problem that I wanted to ask you about, if you could give me a second. And it involves the beginning of your show talking about the 60 million children that were murdered.
Yep.
Right? So we have 60 million women that are guilty of murder.
Yep.
We have 60 million doctors that are guilty of murder. We have probably around 60 million nurses that are guilty of murder.
Yep.
Countless fathers went along with this murder. But yet we talk about on both sides the guilt of the government facilitating the murder on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking. So we got 240 million people that are guilty in this country of 60 million murders, even before you get to the government involvement in facilitating this through, you know, Sanger, Gates, etc., through this genocide. And this is not a gotcha question, but I don't know this answer, and I wanted to know if you might look at this. What is the percentage of Muslim women and their doctors that are having abortions?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they got more common sense, and they got the lowest IQs worldwide than the American people do. Isn't that something? They literally have the lowest IQs in the world, and their objective is to multiply. They're doing what the Word of God commands Christians to do.
Well, yeah, that is what I don't understand about everybody talking about it being the government's fault and still actually not charging these doctors or these mothers or these fathers with murder.
I totally agree.
I'll let you go with that, buddy.
Yeah, Hang on a second, John.
Yes,
I don't think I've ever one time highlighted this topic without pointing the finger at the responsible party. I don't think I ever have.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I was just trying to do some math for your viewers as far as the 240 million plus that are responsible for that 60 million of murder.
Yep.
You know, so have a blessed day, brother.
Thank you
so much for everything.
Yep, totally appreciate it, John. I do want to add on to it. It's 345 million people that are accomplices to the crime of the murders that are taking place in America. Just up to date, okay, there's been over 627,324.6 babies murdered in America to date. Okay, so far today, 1,521 have been murdered already today, and the 345 million people do nothing about it. Just like what John said, they hold not these murders of accountable to the crime that God said. That God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And by the way, he says that when you shed innocent blood, he said you're not to have any pity, but you're supposed to hold the person that committed the act of murdering innocent blood. You're supposed to deliver them to the Lord. Numbers 35:33. Okay. For every innocent drop of blood, and I said this, I believe, on Saturday's show, for every innocent blood that's shed in this country, there will be a just recompense for every single drop of blood that's been shed concerning the innocent. Read Deuteronomy 27:25. Read Deuteronomy 19:10-13. The Lord said not to tolerate it. And the American people didn't tolerate it all the way up until 73, until they partook with the prosperity that the Lord told them not to forget about him in their prosperity that he himself gave as a blessing to his people. I totally agree with your assessment, John. Every step of the way. Every single, you know, the thing is just because man has become corrupt, I think it's important to understand that God is not. He is holy and he is just. And he's going to hold accountable every single person that's guilty. I don't care if it's an accomplice or one that put the hand or allowed the hand to murder the innocent in the womb. He's going to be held accountable. There's no. What do you think's happening in America right now? Anybody want to pay attention to the correlation? Oh, it's huge. I've shared this with you before, but since John brought it up, what's interesting is the fact that you have governors that are luring these illegals in from the Middle East, right? And I've highlighted this. 18 governors. You know what that is equivalent to? The numbers of babies. What are they doing? This is the point I want to make. They are alluring the Muslims in that want to behead the American people, the infidels. Just like what you are overseeing, you're allowing the said doctors to murder babies in the womb. What are those said doctors, those murderers doing? They're beheading babies, they're decapitating them, they're dismembering them, and they're even selling their body parts online. That is not a thing that's fictitious, friends. That is common knowledge. That has been open for public consumption in this country for years, and your senators and your said congressmen do absolutely nothing to put a stop to it. And how many presidents, Americans, have you heard say that they're going to put a stop to abortion only to find out they do the exact opposite? Like the said setting individual that's in the People's White House right now, he added $600 million more than Barack Obama added to the pot when it came to Planned Parenthood. And yes, I'm talking about Donald Trump. Americans, you just, you know what, I've exhausted myself in getting people to understand what it is that they don't want to understand. I mean, here, let me just break it down for you. Worldwide, since 1980, Here, let me know. Actually, let me go. Since 1980, concerning the murder of innocent babies in the womb, 1,747,503,636 babies have been murdered since 1980. There's going to be just recompense. Going back to the point of the governors, 18 governors is the equivalence to the number of babies that have been murdered in this country. To those that want to open the floodgates, to those that want to decapitate the infidel, you and me. While the people sit back, namely the pulpits in America, and they do nothing to preach out against the sins of abortion. They do nothing. They might say something in passing, but they don't really mean it. They're not raising up disciples, friends. They're raising up, or should I say, they're comforting those that are pew setters, is really what it comes down to. But now let me make another point, if you don't mind, concerning what's taking place, because this is the next point that I'm going to make. Do you realize that you are the government? You know that, Americans, but you've come up with this compartmentalized idea that you're not the government. They are the government, and now you serve them rather than them serving you. That's the mindset the American people have taken on. How do I know it? Because of the way these idiots talk, and they are idiots, and I'm talking about the said conservatives. Do you realize, and I want you to listen carefully to what I'm going to say next. Do you realize those that you've compartmentalized in your mind as being the government, do you realize that they have never lost an election? Did you also know that they never will? You either understand the implication of what I just said concerning the reality of it, or you don't. Until you quit playing their games and delivering up the candidates that they want you to choose from in this uniparty system, they control both sides, nothing's going to change. Again, do your best to just ignore the 1,100 other presidential candidates that are out there that are legitimate candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America that you never hear a word from. That's why nothing changes. Why? Because the people don't change. They don't reform themselves. They haven't repented. And that's just the truth of the matter. We got Ronald calling from Wyoming. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, I've been listening to you. I concur with everything that you're talking about except for one thing. That is, it sounds as though you're deriding an apathetic audience that is ignorant and couldn't care less about what's happening when, in fact, most of your listeners agree totally with what you're saying. They feel helpless. They have taken whatever recourse they can to remediate the situation. But you yourself a minute ago said there's one government, there's one party, and that it'll never change. So I'm sitting here listening and thinking, all right, give me some concrete, practical steps. You mentioned one word, which is the start of a practical step, which is repent. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood.
Yeah, yeah.
We've identified a system.
Let me ask you something, Ron. Ron, let me ask you something there. Is flesh and blood being murdered in the womb right now by flesh and blood? I know professors love to hide behind that, as if to suggest they're supposed to do nothing but pray and leave it up to God, as the Lord is going to just go ahead and take care of business without his church in hand. Is flesh and blood
not
being... Right, right. I'm not being smart.
Of course.
Yeah, but did you not hear me? Did you not hear me say, Ron, that the people taking hand and glove, you want concrete evidence, and I give it every single radio show, and I am bewildered as to how people don't hear it? We have provision in the Constitution to impeach. We have the provision in the Constitution to prosecute every single said representative in government. What do you want more than that, that I haven't provided?
I want a practical incursion into the barrier that's making it impossible for the people to impeach.
Nonsense. Nonsense.
Nonsense. I'm hearing you over and over castigate an ostensibly apathetic audience. We're not apathetic. And by the way, you're talking to a guy who was a professor, who is a Christian, conservative, totally devoted to Christ. I voted. You're telling me that there's no point in voting. So give me, besides saying, repent and pray, practical steps that the public at large can initiate to effect impeachment or a change of government. I don't hear that, Bradley. I hear you constantly deride the audience as apathetic.
Okay, well, if you're not, let me say it this way, and I'm going to answer this. I think I just lost you, but I'll hold you up here on my end. I don't feel that I'm castigating the audience. I'm castigating new listeners.
You definitely are.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah,
then if you're feeling convicted, Ron, then you're the reason I'm on the radio. And I thank God that you're being convicted, because maybe you need to do more than what you haven't done. How about that?
Well, you don't know.
I know. I don't know nothing. I know, Ron. I know. I'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSradio.com.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I didn't want you to cut yourself off here. We just had a caller, and I told you I was going to pull you back up, but you didn't hang on with me. So, you feel that I'm castigating you. I'm just saying I'm not castigating you. As a matter of fact, if you're a doer of the word, I'm not talking to you at all. Kind of reminds me of Jesus talking to the Pharisees. I mean, you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And over again, we've seen all the time that Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites. And just ask me if I'm right in saying this, last caller. It seems that many people reject the counsel of God against themselves. And the fact of the matter is, it's somebody else, but it's not us. I think in answering your question, I think I just gave you the answer as far as the Constitution goes. And every single time I bring it up, which is almost every single show, have I seen in 25 years anybody call forth the articles of impeachment? I'll tell you what I've done. Not only have I went to the Capitol, confronted the governor himself, not only have I had senators and representatives doing everything in my power to get them to move on impeachment and prosecution of this tyrant communist in the state of Minnesota, I'm actually doing an event on October 11th by bringing those two so they can answer to the people as to why they're not doing what they promised they would do concerning their oath, Numbers 30, verse 2. But, Guy, you're kind of barking up the wrong tree. Because, again, as I said, if you're a doer of the word, I'm not talking to you. I mean, don't act like you're the only person listening to the radio show. There's literally thousands upon thousands of people that are new to the radio show. And just think about this, like I said on Saturday's show, if just what we had for listenership and those that view us on a daily basis on this radio program, including church, we could change the country. Did you hear what I said, caller? We could change the country. But no, what people are accustomed to is they're accustomed to voting for their favorite candidate that's handpicked by the CIA as if to suggest that they're legitimate to do for you what it is that you're unwilling to do for yourself. That's the truth. You're talking to the guy that has done 365 public high schools that have done this publicly. I don't care where it is, if it's on the state capitol building like it is in Michigan or in Minnesota or wherever I'm called to go. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part. I'm not asking for permission to obey God from the devil here. Okay? But for anybody to sit there and suggest that I'm castigating them for what they're not doing, I say to you, like I would say to a politician, you say it, but I don't see you do it. And that's all we're doing in the ministry. And I'm not trying to justify myself. You can go ahead and make me out to be the bad guy all that you want to, but it's interesting how everybody loves this ministry until I point my finger at them. I want to reiterate something here. We have the provision in the Constitution alone to impeach and to prosecute for the smallest of infractions. That is not done. Babies are being murdered all over the country. As a matter of fact, I just got done sharing the story the other day with somebody as to when we first started doing high school assemblies and concerning the topic of abortion alone. I remember I ended up in Missouri doing a high school assembly, and I got it all on film. It's yours for free on sonsoflibertymedia.com called Equipping the Saints. Go ahead and watch all of them. You'll see what I'm talking about firsthand. But I remember talking to a school setting, and I was talking about abortion to the young people, and the kids don't know what abortion is, in case you didn't know. They're taught that it's a fetus, which means in Latin, little one. But they don't know that the parents in this country are allowing doctors, murderers, to go ahead and dissect babies in the womb. And then when you show them that, the older generation stands up and wars against you. It was just like even when we did high school assemblies, when we were doing hundreds of them every year. It wasn't the professed church in America that was standing with us to get the job done. No, they were like the children of Israel that didn't want to do anything. They just wanted to sit back and pick up rocks and throw them at Joshua and Caleb, Numbers 13 and 14, because they didn't want to have to fight the good fight of faith. No, it's easier to pick up a rock and throw it at guys like me. But again, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's all we've done. That's all we have done since day one of ministry has been doing in righting the wrongs. Why? Not just because of your kids, not just because of my kids, but I'm talking about future generations, just like our forefathers. They stood up and they said, zero, here's your answer again, zero tolerance to any crimes. That is, in fact, the example that our forefathers gave to us through none other than the Declaration of Independence. So if the job isn't being done, don't sit there and point the finger at me, who's doing everything that I can possibly do, and then some concerning all of us here in the ministry. No, no, no. Point the finger back at yourself for not getting the job done in your own backyard. When you catch up to what we have done in this ministry over the last 25 years, call me and then say I'm castigating you. I'm not talking out of school here, my friend. Neither am I. I'm disrespecting you. But I do see, and I do believe that you're disrespecting the Word of God, okay? And the one that he sent to wake up other people. And it's odd that you claim that you're one that's awake. But yet again, you're mad at the one preaching the message, shooting at the messenger. That's fine. And again, I'm not the victim here.
I'm going to keep doing what I do. But that was just a little tiny taste of what I get from people that don't know the difference. A prime example. NPS, for the record, I told him to hang on. It's funny that he would call, because it was interesting today that I was going to talk about this very topic. Churches are failing to preach about sin as a body blow, as many said Christians reject basic teachings. I wouldn't be bragging about being a professor in a Christian college with no fruit. Now, Jesus is glorified by bearing fruit, John 15:8. He's glorified when the works are brought forth to the world, where the Father is glorified, Matthew 5:16. No other way. I don't care if you're a professor or not. I don't care what you claim to be or not. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'll tell you what, you're really pivoting by talking out of school concerning somebody that you have no idea as to who you're talking about. A majority of the people in this country are sitting back and doing nothing, and I'm not supposed to say anything about it. That's your problem, and that's a reflection of who you are, not me. And if your little feelings were hurt because you were convicted by the Holy Ghost, you should see that as a blessing and not as a curse. One more time, I was just going to talk about this today. Churches are failing to preach about sin. That's the transgression of God's law. And they declare it's a body blow as many professors, they're not Christians, they're professors, reject basic teachings. Is that also a rebuttal? Is that also castigating? Is that condemning people that are sitting back and doing nothing? Yes, it is. Why? Because they love darkness rather than the light. Read John 3:18, 19, and 20. Go to 21 as well. Again, if we were out there doing what it is that we're called to do and writing a present book of Acts in our lives by allowing the Lord to do so through our lives, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. And also keep in mind, I had a friend in closing here, and I brought this up several times, which is a rebuttal to this last phone call. And take it how you will. But D. James Kennedy was a friend of mine, and right before he passed, he had told me, when I was sitting with him at Coral Ridge, which, by the way, I preached to his congregation before they died, and I preached to his high school, and I'm highly blessed and favored for doing just that, having the opportunity to go to them. But what was interesting is he told me, he goes, Bradley, you know, I had these church leaders from all over the world. He just randomly told me this, unsolicited-like. And he said to me, Bradley, he goes, my church was being protested by a bunch of men that wanted to marry other men, which has never been in the history of mankind. And he said, one of these said leaders, church leaders from a different country came in and said, Dr. Kennedy, I'm curious, why is it that your church is being protested? And Dr. Kennedy, in his wisdom, said, you mean your church isn't being protested? Yeah, Protestant has meaning. And again, we're not called to sit there and wait for the devil to change his mind. We're here to put our foot upon his neck, because the Lord Jesus Christ gave us power to subjugate him and every of his minions throughout the United States of America, the way that our forefathers did, to the name of Jesus Christ and him alone. And until that job is done, we have nothing within ourselves to rebuttal against the living God. Let me give you this quote really quick, friends, and I'm going to cover this topic again. I always want to make it your show. I do appreciate that phone call again, man, but I would ask you to seriously go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and maybe rethink what you've been saying and jump on board rather than being a little temperamental in your response, in the sense of, I hurt your feelings because we're castigating you now. That's ridiculous. That's not at all what I was doing. But if you want to play the Pharisee, you can do that, because that's, in fact, what you just did. Now, I want to go over and I want to give you this quote really quick, if I can find it. It was not only that William Booth said, I consider the chief dangers which confront the coming century. I want to finish this. I'm going to finish this. Talk to you in 23 hours, radio listeners. I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, and salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Is that where we're at today, Americans? We have nobody to blame but ourselves.